guys, welcome to today's episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. And today we're going to talk about one of our favorite topics. And I'm sure for those of you guys who have been on this journey with us, or rather on a self-development journey, you will hear this
all the time.
Your friends will say, oh, you have changed. Mm-hmm. And the face is always like that. Mm. It's not a compliment, by the way.
Yeah.
So what do you do when friends say you have changed? I mean, you have gone through so many different stages of change.
Yeah, I think it's a lot for a woman like me, especially. Let's start from 2019, because that's the nearer I can remember, because that's where the period of my life I go through extremely big change from self development, from be a different mom, from be a different business person, and then self-development involved a lot, right? So yeah, it's a lot of friendship in end. And this sounds heartless when I'm saying this, but actually I don't really remember how many friends that have been in and out in my life after this point of time. And I consider myself as a loyalty person. But I have to say that at this point in my life, when I go through so much, I learned one thing, that sometimes the friend that you don't talk so much and you don't even have a chance to like close enough, it actually the business partner that you've been long with. And the friend that you spend a lot of time with and emotional involved and share deep conversation, it's been the one that actually you and the person may be disappointed each other. Or may I say that we've been growing separately, right? Let's look at my two business partners. You see, when the last time I see them, right? You see, I don't...
Like there's no need to see each other.
Like 1 year, we even see each other maybe like less than 5 times.
Yeah.
And every time we meet up, it's just about work.
Yes.
It doesn't mean I don't care about my business partner or they don't care about me. But we were so much empathy to each other that we support each other's dream and we respect each other's time and we understand the pain and the problem individual of us have, that we don't want to take more time from them or they don't want to take more time from me to sit down and solve that problem.
True.
And changing is something that people try to make it as, oh, it's a scary thing.
It is scary, but it's
but we
good.
Should be normal. Like we should see that as is a normal process, right? Like look at the seed. You have to change to be a tree.
And then after you change, you have flowers.
Correct.
They change again, they have fruits.
Yeah, but I get it. Why Denise just start the journey of experience this, and I will been here for like in 2019, and I think now it's a big change for her. That I've been seeing for the last 1 year. Your life changed a lot because you choose to change. And the effective of she decide to change.
I choose to be brave.
It's a lot of people. No, I don't say that she offend people, but I think that by her changing, people around her not ready for it. Does that make sense for you?
No, I think it makes sense for everybody who is looking to change. Yeah. My first change actually was when I went through once when I was maybe like 16, okay. 17.
It's a big change. Like,
big change. It was a change in my character. Because by nature, this is a little bit of history. By nature, I am who I am now. This is my nature. But when I was younger, you know, Singapore system is very like you should. And it's even more so in my time. So that's like 20 years ago, 25 years ago. No, 30 years ago, because I'm 38 this year, right? 30 years ago. That means 30 years ago, I was in primary 2. Right? Correct?
Is the time I born?
Primary 2 is 8 years old, right? Yes, correct. Primary 2 is 8 years old. 12 minus 6. Yeah.
It's mean I just 2 years old. I'm just born.
Yeah. So, but 30 years ago, the school system was also very strict to the point where it's kind of like you should keep quiet in class. You should listen to your teachers. You should not talk so much. But by nature, I like to talk. So, after years and years of this, I became very, very quiet. So from the age of maybe primary four is maybe 10 years old, 10 to 16 years old, I toned down a lot. I became very quiet. I became like a wallflower.
Mm.
The flower that stick to the wall and I keep quiet and nobody see me is better.
Mm.
Okay, that was who I became. So at 16 years old, I came out to do my first part-time job and I decided one morning, it's very interesting, I was very unhappy lah, and I hated myself then. I will use the word hate because that's how strong the emotion was. I lay down in bed, I sleep, and then I'm like, okay, tomorrow I will be a brand new Denise. And tomorrow morning, I woke up, I went to work, it's a factory, and I said hi to everybody. I told myself, okay, tomorrow morning, whether you like it or not, Denise, you see the face, you recognize the face, you will smile.
Mm.
You don't have to feel like it. You don't feel like it, you smile.
Mm.
Okay? And I did that. And it changed.
Mm.
Everybody else around me changed. And I realized that for things to change first, I must change.
Mm.
And that's how everybody else treated me differently. And then the next change was after I went for the self-development course, Money and Youth. That one also a big change. And that was when it tested my family a little bit.
Mm.
Because they didn't know what I'm talking about. Right?
Mm,
because I'm so enthusiastic. I'm like, no, for things to change first, you must change. I'm like, this girl is crazy. Did she go to some kind of religion? And then they brainwash her. And then now I'm losing my daughter. And then after I realized that, oh, I cannot bring the same energy I had. I'm having now.
Mm.
To them, I must match their energy.
Correct.
I go lower and then slowly they understand.
Mm.
Because otherwise it'll be like, it's a shock to them. So it was, and that was when I lost some friends also. And then I felt like, well, it's not bad. It's nothing bad to change. I think it's worse. I will be worried if my friends see me in like 2-3 years and they're like, oh, Denise, you're still the same. Oh my God. I should die then. It's of no value to the world. I mean, if they say, oh, I'm still as positive, as still as energetic, that I think that's okay. Yeah. But if it's like, I have no change in my value system, I have no change in the way I think about things, then that's something that I should be worried about.
No one scared change more than Taurus, okay? So, yeah.
Earth signs, I think earth signs all scared change. Taurus, Virgo, yeah. Capricorn.
And for me, I can break through that. Trust me. You freaking grow the F up.
Yeah, grow the F up. It's a long journey, but grow the F up and grow the F bigger.
Yeah.
I think it forces you. But I think this is the beauty about fixed signs, right? Because it's so difficult for you to change. The moment you change, the growth is very big.
Very big, yeah.
It's like the gap
of every moment I'm growth, it just the extremely next level. Like, for example, people will say, come to your stake right now. Mm. It's hard for you to get scammed and all that, or like you get lost money. Mm. But it's not true, because the higher you grow, the scam just get more
bigger,
more advanced. You know what I mean?
More elaborate.
The person that can scam you now is the next
smarter.
Level.
Yeah.
And then the game of you play in business is different. Maybe when your business was small and tiny, and then you can deal with that problem. At that moment, you may see 1,000 is so big that you lose the money in the business, that you cry for like 3 nights straight, you go drink, you ask everybody. But now when you lost even $1 million, you just like, yeah, it's a part of the game, you know? And change here, what I'm trying to explain, change here is mean like, you lost a different amount of money.
Mm.
It's still lost. It's still scam. It's still business issue. Mm. It's still challenging, it's still up and down, and the best part is you grow to look at that money as the same or even lesser than 1,000 last time you lost. And also the same time you observe yourself, like, let me compare myself when I just start the business and now. It means I reduce the emotional involved of scarcity or upset or annoying about losing money or problem, right? That's called change. And for me to come to that growth and aware of like, it's a part of the game.
Mm.
It's a part of the game and you have to change. And if this happened, it means you have to change again. That's a small scary. It means you have to change again.
It's non-stop, people, okay? Don't be like, oh, I've changed. Oh, yeah, that's the end. No.
No.
It only ends when you die.
Correct. and challenge will keep calm. I just book business at one perspective. Relationship is the same.
Challenge right? will keep calm.
Because your kid is a good example of your kid will keep growing. They will keep changing.
They will keep challenging you.
They keep bringing things from outside.
to challenge you.
To bring home and question you. They bring trash or flower home. You have to deal with it.
Mm.
Right? And yes, you asked me like 10 years ago, I think I don't like it. But now I would see that's the beauty of life. Because look at the tree. Only when they change the skin outside, the leaf drop down, the new leaf come. That's when the beauty comes, see?
You must have the old leaves drop down before the new leaves will
exactly.
come. But the roots will never change.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's a core, the core value. You know, even value people change over the years.
I think as you grow, you can add more. Yes.
You can add more value as well.
Mm, I think as your capacity grow when you're at a different level, let's just put it this way. You know, our people who are older than us, they always say, next time when you grow up, then you know.
Yeah, they always say that.
Now I grew up a little bit, I'm like, now I know why they say that. Because it is true. You will never know. If you're always at level 3,
yeah,
this is the scenery you have. You will never know what level 10, level 20 is looking at.
Mm.
Because they see a bigger picture, right? They can see further. So sometimes if you decide to follow somebody and change, then you should trust them.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. And that's...
Even that person also will change.
That is... Okay, I don't know whether you guys know about this, but there's this guy called Alex Hormozi. He's also an entrepreneur, like a self-development person. And he always says this... What did he say? Oh, he says that the best way to stay poor is to take advice from poor people.
Mm.
Right.
It's very simple.
If you want to be rich, you have to take advice from a rich person, right? Yeah. And then you will change. And then maybe your friends who are poor, not that there's anything wrong,
nothing
it's their
wrong
life.
With that. Yeah.
Like,
it's
oh,
just
you,
a choice.
Yeah, you like, oh, why don't you take advice from me? If I take advice from you, I will be at the same level as you are, right? And that's not the life you want for yourself. I think at the end it's your own life. You get to choose. And when you see, okay, so on the opposite side, when I see my friends change, last time I used to get very upset.
Mm.
Not in change in terms of change in character. I used to be those kind that, for example, if like I'm friends with you, and then today suddenly I realize you have other best friends, I get very upset. I'm like, oh, I'm not your only best friend. You have other best friends.
Really? Oh, you used to be like that?
Yeah. And
you sound like Ava.
I feel betrayed.
Ava is the same.
It's true. And I understand where she's coming from. It is not that we are, because you know we are generous people. It's not that.
But she tell me that it's her best friend. I like, you know what is the best friend mean, right? Like everybody is your best friend. No. You need to select who
best is only a few.
Correct. But she don't understand that.
No.
Introduced for me is mommy, this is my best friend. Mommy, this is my best friend.
How
many best friends you have? And her best friend is changed every 2 months.
The time will get longer as she grows older.
Are you
slowly,
sure?
For me now.
Okay.
For me now. If she's similar to me, she takes a similar path.
I haven't even learned the friend that last
name,
time
the
she
name
introduced
yet.
Me. And now she add on more best friends.
It's like, okay. It's just like your man.
Okay.
It's the same illness, but... It's the same, okay, not illness, it's the same character trait, but a different symptom, okay? Okay, so you, next time when she tell you, you think you're to yourself, okay, this is what Denise means, okay? Does it make sense now?
You know, the team just tell me that, like, I would say, like, it's okay, I will have, they say, wow, your schedule is so scary, you work so much and you don't have a boyfriend. They're like, it's okay, I don't need a boyfriend, I just... need to pick one of the guy that I'm been date before, and I tell them, can you wait for me until 50 and then we come together. Then I say, let me pick the name. Then I pick just random name. I say Adam. Then they were like, then they were joke with me. They say, Adam in which country, by the way?
Which nationality?
It's when my team know me so well.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
even they pop me back. They're like, which Adam? Which country?
That's why it's the same for Ava. So yes, I used to do that. So but on the opposite, when now my friends change, I am I am happy if the change is in a direction that helps them to grow in life. But of course, if they change to not so adding value back to society way, then I feel a bit sad.
Mm.
But otherwise, if they're changing to become more of themselves, to learn to learn that love themselves more, how to provide more value back to society, whatever way it is, entertainment, be friendly, be loving, whatever it is, I'm very happy.
Mm.
And you see, this is a chance for me to learn. If my friend is doing well in this aspect, how can, instead of being jealous or ego, how do I learn from my friend? Like, how is he or she doing this? But I think that's a very good way of doing it. And that's how, as friends, you can grow together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
How was that your experience for the last 1 year of changing for you?
I don't know. Because you see, I see myself every day and I talk to myself very often. But my biggest takeaway from the past 1 year is I am learning more and more that explanation is not necessary. And this is something that is a huge change for me. You've met me at the beginning.
Yeah.
Until now, okay, but I will say this, whatever I'm talking about here is something I'm still practicing.
Yeah.
There are still days when I tend to over-explain, especially to my loved ones, my husband, my family, people that matters to me.
Yeah.
Right. And I tend to over-explain. But now I realize that not everybody really will understand. So if I say something like, I don't want a full-time job. Right now, what I need most is time flexibility and location flexibility so I can do the things I really want to do. And I just need enough money so I don't die.
Yeah.
And if my parents have something, I can give to them.
Yeah.
That's my bare requirements, right? And people don't understand. And it's very funny. They don't understand to the point. It's not like they ask you, huh, what do you mean? No. It's just filter off, you know.
Yeah.
And then after they ask you about the money again, oh, it seems like they did not even register what I just said.
Correct.
So all these are reflections also. It also tells me sometimes I probably do that. If it doesn't fit into my model of the world, sometimes it go past me and I don't even know.
Yeah.
So this is my biggest takeaway, that I talk to myself before I talk aloud. And it's a huge deal for me because I talk aloud noi 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 all the time. Yes.
I realized that because when I ask the question like that, because I want Denise to have more clarity about her path to go, because I've been there. Like, you go home and your business not pick up, your investment not pick up, and you try to explain to your ex-husband of what are you doing and where all the money go, because you make so much money and basically you contribute to the family, but they want more from you, right? Like, people live with you long enough, they have a dream or the expectation from the person to be, to fit in with what the expectation they have in their mind. Does that make sense to you? And when everything else you do and everything else you earn on the table, everything else you have it, And this has come to the day that I even realized that, did they really want me to be happy?
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm so happy to pursue my dream. But at the same time, the stress that I have to deal with means I will disappoint my loved one because I don't fit in with expectation in the imagination or in the model of the world they have.
Their idea of you, basically.
Yes, to make them feel happy and I'm good enough for them, right? And it take me like a years. And then now when I, like maybe when we start the friendship and we start this show, I Denise never judged me. She is the one that very observed, very, very learning. But I'm sure you can tell certain trait for me that, like, kind of, I don't give a fuck to explain to you about certain thing in my business. Because you just get sick and tired, come to the point that it's not you don't want to share. You're just aware that the action will speak louder than word. You know, like, after you hang out with your friend for 2 years and you always be there for them, you know, you always support them, you always take care of them, you always when they go down, you're there for them. I'm not talking about finance. I'm talking about everything.
Yeah.
They will start realize, now, I think you earn the right for me to start listen to your opinion or your feedback or your sharing or whatever that we're going to have a conversation. It won't be fly off over the ear anymore. You know what I mean? Because if the people not ready, it sounds like you show off.
Yeah.
But actually, it's nothing to show off. It's just
your life.
Your life. And sometimes you want to explain, how do you make money? How do you feel so happy? What do you make you that way? Like, what is the secret? Why you go to that path? Like, is that work for you? How it work for you? And why it work for you? Can I have some experience from that? I want to hear, because I want to grow, for example. And if you ask me, up to now, I'm still guilty of myself. When I was young, I wish I have this listening effectively. But I also aware that no matter how much you listen at the young age,
you don't understand,
but you don't have experience. It cannot register to your brain, like Denise say, right? So I can even, like, that's what I say when we start this path with Denise. You ask her, from day one I already told her, I say, I'm sorry, but you have to sacrifice your job if you want to pursue this. Because you see, it's impossible for you to have a job and doing this. You agree? And you with me for, like,
you can have a job and do this part-time, but your results will be part-time.
Correct.
Does it make sense for
you? It's like a commitment that you have to really, really. And how long was this? 2 years, right?
2 years plus.
For the last 2 years of freedomly build our brand together, do work together as a team, as a partner on this channel and in life, you know. I'm sure you can compare yourself. I mean, you say hard to compare, but you can compare when your employee is different. What you entrepreneur is mean you are self business for you yourself. It means you have to pick yourself up every day. You need to think about your finance every day. You don't depend on your boss anymore. It means
the brain.
Correct.
You forced to grow a brain.
Yeah. And when you used to back then be a robot that go to office, come back every day the same hour, now you have to structure your own schedule.
Yeah.
Now you have to plan that today, what am I going to do to use the most of time that I have
to get results,
to get result that I want. It means I have to do something that make me happy and make money for me to survive. And after make money for me to survive, it give me motivate to continue do it tomorrow. And it's something that you cannot sit with the people who 9 to 5. Again, it's nothing wrong with 9 to 5, but you cannot sit with them and talk this conversation.
They will not understand. Okay, it's very interesting, because it's just like the people who could not hear what I'm saying. They are not doing intentionally. I will tell you, the scary part is you don't even know.
Yeah.
That you, it's the words fly past, you won't even know.
Right.
Right? And then until your friend say, hey, I told you. Oh, you told me? When? Right? Yeah, so many things that happen. So, last time when I was in the 9-to-5 job, like I said again, nothing wrong with it. But I will say this, I used to don't understand, and I did not even know that I didn't understand. Is it make sense for me?
Like, even I sit with Denise, right? We just have a dinner and we'll have fun conversation. But can I go to deeper struggling at the woman entrepreneur? I can't. Because I know, like, she can listen, but she won't understand what I'm saying.
I don't have experience to understand. Yeah.
Because you need a depth of, oh, now I get what she means about the loneliness. Yep. Now I get it. What she means about the rejection from family.
What she means by no explanation needed, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Because we tend to, like, try to explain to people what we're doing, right?
And especially then I realize, people we care about.
Correct, yeah. And when you realize that when you choose to be public figure and you do thing that is not
normal. It's not normal.
It's not.
It is not normal. Okay, let's just put it this way. If it's very simple, if you want a normal life,
then this is not for you.
Then do normal things, which is fine. You decide. But if you want to have an abnormal life, okay, abnormal, yeah, you want to have a life that's different from other people, you need to do things that's different from other people.
Yeah. And when you do things different with people,
you have different results. That's it.
And the loneliness you have to deal, you have to solve by find people that in tune
similar,
with you and
yeah.
in that, you know?
Yeah.
Because they go through the same thing like you.
Then they can understand, maybe they tell you their experience or what they learn and things like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was very different. And do they, okay, this is a recording. I'm sure you all know by now already. This is a recording. And today is a Thursday, 1:10 p.m.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine if I am doing a 9-to-5 job. I will never have been able to do this.
Yes.
This is what she means by commitment, right?
Yeah.
I will come and then today, the whole day, we will do recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is why the timing match is easier.
Correct.
Because I say, okay, my schedule is free this day, this is free this day. Okay, then we will come and do one whole day of recording. Because if I'm doing like an employment, I'm fully employed, I will not be able to do that.
Yeah.
And
so do I.
Yeah.
Because
You used to work also, yeah.
Yeah, I would break down for you this, right? I have, so you guys know that I run business and I also mentoring a lot of people, right? And the class is just yesterday, and one of the lady asked me, like, I want to make more money, but I still a mom at home and I have to take care of the kid. And I have to sit down with her. I have to write for her the comparison of 24 hours of a life of a mom and a helper, and how much she made. She told me she made $800. She in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
She made $800 from the part-time job in Singapore.
Mm.
And she want to be pursuing 100% time to start her entrepreneurship.
Mm.
Right? I break down the number for her. I say, you know that you do more job than the helper in Singapore, and you earn less than the helper. And she don't realize that by I breaking down. I say, you start wake up from 4. You just told me. You have to prepare for you. You have to make sure the kid ready. Because I have young kid as well. I understand. By the time... And all this is people beat the mom a lot. But they don't understand.
The
difficulty
they have.
For the kid ready to go school, it costs you at least 3 to 4 hours. I will tell you why. For neck them, to make them out from the bed, for shower, for clean, for change diaper, for practice. And for them to wear their backpack, and sometimes they cry
and
on
breakfast.
The floor. They don't want to go out. You have to nagging them. You
and
have
it
to pull
starts
them to
the night
bus.
Before, you know.
It's
because the night before you pack the bags for them.
But you don't. You should don't do it for them.
Yeah, like
so. That's the thing. So you have to teach them in the morning how to pack their bag. Because even you go to Singapore school, they ask you the same. Train your kid to take care of themselves. Mm.
Yeah.
So, but that state is where the practice the most. You see. Now Eva can take care of herself, but for
before
her,
that,
but
the
before
training
that,
part,
the training
crying,
part is the painful part.
Mommy, why don't you do for me?
You know how many times she just tie her shoe? It cost her the whole morning, and I refuse to send her to school. I let her miss the bus for her to learn the lesson that I cannot wear shoe for you.
Mm.
Because when you go to school and the shoe come off, I cannot help you. It's not I don't want to help you, but you will be embarrassing in front of your friend.
You have to be independent.
Yeah, and she will miss the bus again and again and again until she learned her lesson. And then I book back to in front of that mom, and she was in tear because she's like, oh my God, you know exactly my problem. I said, I know because I've been there. Why I know it? Because by the time your kid done, you look like
piece of shit
and now you have to get ready, you need to book makeup, because if you work for brand or company or office or
you
whatever,
cannot look like a piece of shit.
You have to change, you have to shower, you need to do your hair again, you need to book makeup again. Now you bring the kid to the school, you already exhausted because it's looked like already half day of the work.
Yeah, it's been 4 hours
and then you go to the office or you go wherever you're working, and then you're done the work. It costs you 5 to 8 hours again.
8 hours. Yes.
If you have some help from family-in-law or whatever, if not, you have to go and pick your kid again, which is, that's her case. She have to go and pick her kid again and go home, and her whole family eat out because she cannot cook anymore. She's tired, exhausted by that time.
She has no time to cook also.
But even exhausted, she have to clean the kid, feed the kid again, move the kid in bed. Now she finally have time for herself. But do you think she have energy for herself to start think of business idea, to start run business? And then I have to break down for her. I say, I'm sorry, but the expectation from the world, from the society, this is how woman should be, is not true. Her and her husband is same, like, you know, Singaporean husband. The husband refused to help her, would help her. And I told her, I say, I'm sorry, but this is fact. Mm. I have to fight with my ex that I need the helper because I need to make more money. Okay? And if he told me that why you need more money, I say, it's not I say it, you say it.
Mm.
You complain that I don't bring much money to the house. And I have to be voluntarily pay for the helper to shut the fuck up for me. I'm sorry. To shut the his mouth up because I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to work and pay for the helper. Don't have to pay for the helper, I will pay. And she asked me that question. She like, but I only earn $800 from the part-time job. how can I pay for the helper? I say, you know what? As a moment, you got the helper. Now you can have 2 jobs per day.
1,006.
Right? Mm. Even you pay for the helper $1,000, which is the money and the food and the levy and everything, you still have 400 or 500 more extra. Plus, you have time to think of business idea. But if you completely stick with your kid and you want to fulfill as a mom, I'm sorry, you cannot be entrepreneur. And I'm again, I explain this to Guman. It's like, mom is a beautiful thing. I would love to sacrifice all the business I have to be at home and take care of the kid full time. If I have a man that commitment, if I have a man that love me, if I have a man that really fulfill the duty of the financially stable for me to feel safe to be at home. I'm waiting for that man to take a lead. And I say this because I don't think any woman on earth want to come to YouTube and keep sharing about we have no choice, that we have to leader for our life.
Mm.
You know, I don't talk about like, oh, woman better than man, but sometimes life book us to the place of no choice, that how do we exit from this? The pain that we fight every day in the house together,
mm.
or the chain that we have to willing to take,
mm.
to be like, you know, like, and she realized that after that she break to cry because her kid is like 5 years old right now, and the trap she keep round like that, right? Mm-hmm. She say, I cannot grow anything. I've been doing the same job at the restaurant.
She's
I just
too tired
the dish.
To think of energy
yeah.
to change and all that.
She want to add more to her calendar, but I told her, I say, I cannot add more in your calendar. Even right now, in front of the class, like she learned with me, her kid is next to her. You know what I mean? I say, your baby is there with you. How can you think of business idea? It's very hard. I'm sorry. It's very, very hard. Especially when you run business and you have a kid next to you. Unless the kid is big like Ava. I'm not talking about that. She 8 right now. And she's been growing up with this. She get used to her mom as the business owner. For her, this is normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
Okay, for her, oh, mom need to be in Zoom call with the company. Okay, I will go and eat myself. Oh, mom need to go viewing house. Okay, I follow her and then she do viewing. I'm in the swimming pool and swim myself. You guys should see how enjoy her life is. Okay, so like I said, kid will adapt to the situation of the parent, what your job is.
Don't yeah, have to feel, way stronger than you think.
Yeah, and don't have to feel guilt like, oh, my kid don't have a normal life. You should don't want them to have a normal life. You should want them to have a special life for themselves. You know, I if you go to my other channel when I post Ava video and all that, like, her own channel, she always like, mommy, this is so nice, thank you to bring me all this hotel, all the food here, can we do this every few months? Okay, this is so fun. I will never give that experience to her, or I will never able to afford all that if I choose to be a normal life.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because if I choose a normal life, I would go to holiday and nagging of her because it costs me money, and now next month I cannot afford. And that's come back again to the expectation of people like want you to do this and ask you a different result.
Mm.
And change is the loneliness path that you have to deal with. I'm sorry, but it's so lonely for you to change and no one understand that you have to trade all this. Let's imagination. Tomorrow, which is by the time all this video already viral, right? You'll be extremely famous
and busy
and
no time,
and you have a assistant team to tell you what to do, like Taylor Swift right now,
personal assistant
PA. And then you will have a good friend like me to tell you like, hey, I have team finance, we will take care of the money for you, you just enjoy it. Because for me right now, I enjoy doing all this. Don't ask me how much money I have in the bank. One, I don't even deal with it anymore. I have accountant, I have finance team. I have two assistants for my schedule and not enough. Now they add 2 more now. So we have
because
four.
Her schedule is like beyond packed.
Yeah. So it's like you guys will ask why I need so much assistant. One assistant to tell me the business in Singapore. One assistant need to tell me that what guests that I have to interview, what video I need to record, how many more I need to do. One assistant to tell me my fly and my hour, where am I, this day to this day and arrange for me the booking. One assistant to just tell me my class, which class I need to teach, when was that, and so on. And all this have to talk to my personal trainer to make sure that I still have time to exercise. So, and it's not overnight, right? It's not overnight for me to be where am I today to realize that, oh my God, I'm exhausted. I cannot handle much anymore. I need more people help. And this is the kind of life that if you explain, people won't understand, right? They will like,
are you showing off?
Are you showing off? but you live with me to understand that this is what we sign up for, babe. And I've been telling Denise again and again, I say, you have to prepare first, because when it happen, it's very quick. It's very fast. It's very intense. And if you overwhelm at that moment, it's very hard for us emotionally and stably together as a team to handle together. Correct. And now, when you tell that to your family, what they would think? They were like, oh my God, so scary. Then why do you want it? Just do a normal job and make a normal money. I cannot do a normal job and ask to have extremely a lot of money.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not work that way.
It's true. If you, let's just put it this way. If you want a body like Wolverine,
correct,
you have to do what he does, right? And I tell you, the exercises he does, the diet he has, it's not normal. If he is normal, if he eats McDonald's every day or whatever, he will look like a normal person. So if you want a different result, then you have to do things differently.
Yeah.
But the good thing about my parents is that because my dad used to have his own business, he's a Sagittarius also.
Good. So he understands you more than
mom. He understands. No, my mom is used to it because last time my dad is like that.
Mm.
You get what I mean? And she's also used to it because she knows I will just do whatever I want anyway.
Yeah.
I will not disrespect her.
Yeah.
But she also knows that if something I want to do, I will do it anyway.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, okay lah, then I support. You know, she's a Virgo. She supports her family. She's
yeah.
Like, okay, fine then. I don't want her to do it, but if she wants to do it, fine then. Fine then, she will do it.
Sound like Ava.
Right? You know what I mean? It's like, they're so that's a good thing about my parents. Because I think my mom has been trained by my dad over the years. Many years of training. So she's kind of used to it. And my husband now being trained by me. So he's also actually used to it already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's.
But in family, it's like that. You need one person to.
Yeah, but my dad was the different one before, right? He did his own business at a time where, because he never studied and all that, there was no other, much other chance.
Correct, correct.
So for imagine he studied until, I think, primary two.
Mm.
And then after that, he do his own business. He become millionaire that time. So it was a big deal, right?
Yeah,
big deal. At that time, 1998.
Mm.
It was a big deal. So he was like, oh, I never study, never do anything. I'm just a gangster. And then now I'm a boss.
Yeah.
Right? I have $1 million income and all that. So they are also not normal.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom. You're next, Wen Kai. Wen Kai is like, oh, I'm next. You mean the training is not enough? It's just the beginning, love.
Yeah, no, it's not yet.
It will end only we die.
And that's when I start realizing, like, I have a kid in the house, right? It actually easier because you deal with a small kid and they adapt to your life. It's easier than you deal with the adult.
Yeah, because adults have their own ideas already.
Correct. Yeah.
They're set in life.
Because when I go out with her, like, she's like, Mommy, I tell my friend that you are a YouTuber and you have a silver button. Nobody believe me. Why? I say, you're famous. Nobody believe me, Mommy. And then I realize that's a different kind of struggling. Her different kind of struggling is she live in the normal world where everybody think that something is, how dare your mom be famous?
No, like, because
like you should be normal.
To be in the office, right?
Correct.
But for Ava, this is normal. So it's a struggle for her.
To explain.
Yeah, my normal. Oh, it's not your normal. What do you mean it's not your normal? Your mom is not a YouTuber. What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
So it's like, I tell you, like, you live with a young kid like this, right? Her struggling is outside.
Different.
But if you live with an adult, that's what I'm talking about. Spouse, family, parents, sister, brother, neighbor, uncle, auntie, whatever. You have to justify everybody about your change. Justify everybody about why you have to grow. Friends, especially the one that grow with you from young.
Childhood friends. Maybe that's why I don't have friends when I was a kid.
I think even one help, also forget.
It's to help me now. I don't have to deal with the childhood friends.
Part. Yeah. Well, so you will forget very fast, right?
I forget. I mean, like, no, because I told you, remember, I was very quiet when I was a kid, right? So I don't have friends in school. I would have to take my breaks alone.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a Sagittarius taking breaks alone?
Yeah.
I would eat alone. I would read my book. And then I was known as the weird kid. But well, now I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I'm weird then. So, but when you're young, you want to fit in.
Yeah. Right?
So now I'm older. Like, well, it works out well for me. And yeah. My husband is very, he's very accommodating.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, okay. There you go. La. Oh, okay. There you go. La. So this is great.
So when your friends say you change.
Good. Says good. Thanks.
With the not the fail, like, you change, you know. But with the way, like, wow, you change. I'm so happy for you. Can you share with me more?
Unless you change to become a murderer, then please.
Yeah. Then, no. Then change is not something that you should be feel
ashamed of. Or guilty.
Guilty of, yeah.
Yeah, I think guilt and shame, these two, have come for me last time.
Yeah.
When I change. Oh, I'm changed. I cannot provide for my friend anymore. Well, you should learn to provide for yourself then.
I like Denise when the starting I work with her, but I love the Denise today of who she is more. Does it make sense to you?
It's okay, you will love me more and more.
Because when I work with you, I have to like you first. I like the style you have. So the starting that I like the positive she have, the look at life, very bright side, very spontaneous, very good with like communication she have. And she can give you a very good vibe to be a co-host with and all that, right? I don't know with other show she different or she the same or like she can click same. The same with other people. But you work with different, you
click I can click with everybody, see? Yes.
Like me with Douglas, my show with him is just education.
No, this is what brought you all together, education.
Correct.
That's why I can never do a show with Douglas. Yeah. Actually, we can, but it was a one time only, but you will have a lot of views because we will quarrel on the show.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. He'd be like, yes. I'm like, no.
So it's an education and lighting up. This is the show that we enjoy.
Oh, yeah,
I have other shows like interview guests, education, and another one that with Douglas also education. So
it's like
I
dry.
Say, like, I liking the work with
dry.
But at the same time that I love to see the woman she be where she is today.
I've grown a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, I agree.
And I don't even see because every day you talk to yourself. It's only when you look, or maybe 2 years ago. Oh.
No, you're more, how do I say it?
Don't give a shit.
No.
I do more don't give a shit. No.
You used to be, for my observe, it's like, you used to be enjoy life more than now you are start book more detail in caring.
I think like become
deeper inside you.
Mm.
And the strong personality last time you have it, yes.
Mm.
But it's not, you know, like a flower that is still like not bloom completely. So yes, you're strong, but you not spread that strong completely to earn the space from people like you shut the fuck up because it's my space, for example. Right? Like you still strong in the middle of have they
own happy.
They own shine. Does that make sense? You're like a sun, but you cover a little bit to make sure everybody don't affect. And I feel like embraced by, oh, she finally own it. Like you own your charm, you own your strong, you own your character, you in the place that, you know, like sun also have different kind of sun. She can be a blue color sun and I can be the red color sun, for example, right? But we don't interfere to each other's sign, the shine from us.
Mm.
And I think that's as a leader, I'm embraced that a lot. I would never want that the success I have or my personality make the other woman insecure to be around me. I would love to be with people that I can be embrace them, you know, be more strong, you know, like help me with Mara.
Like we are secure together.
Correct.
In our own space, in our own way.
Yeah.
And not be like, oh, you must be smaller than me, then I feel secure.
Correct.
Then that is not true secure.
Correct.
That one is just like it's an ego.
Yeah.
It's different.
And us, we are, and I would love to have this energy to the world. And that's what I love about our show is I want to show people another part of woman friendship and leadership is
can be different.
You can be different and you can be beside each other and you still can be so supportive, unique and supportive, yes, and love, yes, and care,
yes,
and honest to each other
and not judgment.
Yep.
And no shame.
Yeah.
Enough with the just get things done.
That's not like me.
Okay, so anyway, that's enough for 999 from us today. Yeah. So when friend says you have changed, this is a very good filter for your last tip. If your friend says you have changed and the face is like this, maybe you need to change a new friend. But if your friend says you have changed, wow, then maybe you keep that friend.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right, guys. We will see you at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. Share and subscribe, and we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise the Nice. Bye.